We spoke to the head coaches of the swim team, but because she couldn't be present, Rob Strauss took her place in answering the questions. We first asked, how do you think the team did? And he answered,
overall, the team did an awesome job keeping their spirits high during meets. We swam against some really very talented swimmers, but Sterling's team, we stayed focused on our goal, which was dropping time and obtaining some personal records.
We also wanted to know, throughout the season, who improved?
Every swimmer improved throughout the season. I mean, although we weren't in the pool as much as we wanted to be, the team hit the weight room hard, which showed as they became stronger and faster in the pool. If I have to highlight one swimmer, I think it would be Tyler Sheehan, varsity swimmer and junior here at Sterling. His breaststroke was impressive this year. From halfway into the season until the very last meet, he dropped several seconds each meet and worked very, very hard every time he hit the water. I think it's going to be important to see how he does next season, but next year will be exciting if Tyler starts the season as determined as he finished this year's season.
He also told us what were the most challenging parts of the season.
I'd say the most challenging part was when the blocks broke at Camden County Tech and the teams had to dive in and start the race off the side of the pool instead of the blocks. We swam a few meets like this and it made it much more difficult for our swimmers to swim their PRs at the meet, which was our season's focus. But I think the biggest challenge for the swimmers and for myself was that. I mean, it was hard to watch the team hit yet another obstacle, but we are proud that they didn't lose their motivation.
We also asked, how can they improve their 0-10 record?
Well, the one thing that we'd like to improve on, and we're pretty confident that we can do that, is our record. We finished at 0-10, but I don't think that record is very indicative of how well as a team that we did swim. We swam some pretty tough schools this year.
As being new head coaches, they told us, how was the transitions of being head coaches?
Well, I'll speak on behalf of Regina here and Coach Palo, and that she said the transition was easy, but only because they had a team full of caring, fun, polite, and intelligent swimmers. Her captains, Dan Diarmigi and Aaron Green, were natural leaders who always offered their assistance, and they just did a fantastic job. So kudos to Coach Regina and Coach Palo for doing a great job this year.
We also asked, what would they have changed if they can go back in time?
I don't think I would change anything because we had a really fun season. It was a season full of ups and downs, as most seasons are. And I think all the obstacles we faced were out of our control, and we did the best we could with what we had.
Many people have been wondering what's up with Sterling North.
From what we're told, Sterling North will be ready to go for next year, and we can't wait. And we know the swimmers are eager to have consistent practices, and that's a big key. Instead of having a place that is 15, 20 minutes away with scattered practice times, now we're going to have a place that we know we have a set early practice time, and it's right around the corner.
We also asked, what are the plans for next year?
Next year's plan is to start off strong. We want the team to continue to focus on personal records, but we're hoping next year will be a competitive season for us. We're going to have a determined and talented group of seniors next year who we're very confident that will lead the team successfully.
He also gives tips for the senior swimmers that are leaving.
Our tips are to make the best out of what's left of your senior year and enjoy the next adventure in your life. Remember to come visit so you can share your success stories and stay classy and come back and help out. We usually have a lot of the seniors who graduate and go on to college, and they usually come back and hang out with us at the winter practices that we have over Christmas break.
And he told us what were the favorite parts of the season. The
season was when we all had a really long day. We waited around for hours because of a scheduling mix-up in the very beginning of the season. And after the meet was finally over, we were all exhausted. And the coach from the opposing team went out of his way to tell us what a classy team we had. And even though we lost, Sterling swimmers pushed forward and impressed their competition. We were thrilled and surprised that mostly all of the swimmers stuck around. And I knew after that meet, it was going to be a really memorable season.
This ends the interview of the swim team head coaches. Thanks for listening.